Thank you, Amy, and good evening, everyone. My life has been such that for some 35 years, I have lived, worked, and traveled overseas to all seven continents and over 40 different countries. And this would suggest that this small town boy from McCall should be, by now, savvy, sophisticated, interculturally competent, multilingual, a man of the world. I am not. I suck at learning languages. I lack cultural sensitivity. And sometimes in foreign environments, I make very bad decisions. Which is why I found myself out walking alone at dusk in this dangerous frontier town in the hinterlands of Mongolia, a town by the name of Moron. I kid you not. Moron was, it's the Wild West meets Mad Max. And I'm a moron to be out on this stretch of desolate road with two young ruffians coming towards me, drunk and spoiling for a fight, and another rough-looking young lad coming up from behind. Okay. I'm thinking, this is not going to end well. But before I get into all that, let me tell you why I was there in the first place. This was the 1990s. Mongolia was still under Soviet influence. You had to be invited in to be there. I was teaching at the college that Amy mentioned. A professor from Mongolia invited me to come and give a lecture. And in return, he said, I will be your tour guide and I will take you to the prettiest place in Mongolia, Lake Hovsgol. Seldom visited and very remote. Okay. So I show up in Ulaanbaatar. I give my lecture. Beforehand, the professor says, it is very, very, very important that you end on time. Okay, much like our event. And so I rush through my lecture, all the while he's looking at his watch, and I do finish on time, and then he rushes me out to this car, and then this car takes me speeding across the city, and I ask him, you know, what's the big hurry? And he says, my daughter is getting married. Okay. We arrive at the wedding venue. The ceremony is starting. And the most striking feature of this is his daughter, the bride, is enormously pregnant. Like 10 months pregnant. Like she could pop a baby any minute. And lo and behold, that evening, during the reception, she goes into labor. And in front of us, she's carted off to the hospital, and she has her baby. So the next morning, the professor, hungover but happy that things worked out well the other day, he and I go to the lake. So it's several hours in an old, you know, Russian plane, very bumpy, landing in Moron, several hours driving across the Mongolian steppe to this lovely little lodge on the shores of Lake Hovsgol. The highlight there, we bonded well with the young workers at the lodge, and on our last night we said, well, let's have a fire down by the lake, and I'll buy the beer if you guys build the fire. And so they scour the shores of the lake for every scrap of wood they can find, and they build this huge Burning Man-sized bonfire. And we drink mightily and have a nice time. And in the middle of which, one of the workers backs this old Russian Jeep down to the fire, and he has this primitive stereo, 8-track. He has one bootleg tape, one song on that tape. He plugs it in, we dance to it, and the dancing looked a little like this. It was the Macarena on the shores of Lake Hovsgol. Okay. So we're having a fabulous time until, back in Moron, I'm out on that desolate stretch of road with the two bad guys coming here, the other guy coming from behind. I can see these two guys passing a bottle of booze between them. One of them is already bloodied from a fight. I don't know what to do. I'm thinking, I know, I'm from Idaho. What do you do when you encounter a bear? You try to get really big, right? So I'm trying to do that. Really big, hoping that they won't mess with me. And then, just as they get right up to me, this other guy comes up beside. I'm thinking, uh-oh. And then these two swerve and go on by me. And I realize that this guy wasn't out to get me, that he was seeking protection from me, through me, from them. Okay. And that, we became two against their two. Maybe we were two and a half because I was trying to be really big. And that caused them to go on. So I look over at my momentary friend and symbiotic co-protector, and we nod, and then he moves on, leaving me with three lessons learned. One, when in Moron, don't be one. Two, that for better or for worse, not all people are who they seem. And three, in life, it is almost always better to be with someone else than alone. Thank you.